Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the goddess Hestia. I built my house on 9 posts, which rest on bedrock, and I wanted my home to be supported by the sacred energy that arises out of the earth. So I decided to dedicate each of these posts to a goddess. The center post I dedicated to the goddess Hestia. Hestia was the ancient Greek goddess of the hearth, the center of the home. In fact, the hearth, which comes from the word earth, was the home, the source and center of energy and spirit. There are no statues to this most ancient of goddesses because she took no human form. Hestia was the fire of the hearth, the living center of the home. She was the flame of life essence that burned within every living being. And outside the home, Hestia was the flame in the public hearth, the guardian of the community and of the social contract that bound that community together. Hestia was the most venerated of all the deities of the ancient Near Eastern and Mediterranean worlds. Her name comes from the Indo-European word star, which is also the root of many names of many Sumerian goddesses like Astarte and Ishtar, Hebrew goddesses like Asherah and Ashtoreth, and biblical figures like Hester and Esther. These were the queens of heaven, the queens of the stars, which were the flames of heaven from which life originated. Hestia was a goddess of the old matrilineal age, when the hearth of the clan mother was the fire altar of the whole community. In this age, firekeeping was a sacred act, and life-sustaining activities that depended on fire, like food preparation and providing heat and light, were considered holy human activities because they maintained the well-being and cohesiveness of the community. But where once these were valued as sacred and essential responsibilities, today these housekeeping tasks are generally seen as non-work, unpaid, and secular. However, today many priestesses at the Temple of the Feminine Divine wear on their heads what they call their Hestia scarves as they go about their hesticating, cleaning the temple, and doing housekeeping in their own homes, to remind them of the sacredness of this task, and treating their homes as sacred space as well. Hestia was also known as the keeper of the storehouse, and another of her symbols was the key. She kept the treasures of the earth stored away, unlocking them when her children were in need of life-sustaining resources. Above the center post in my house, I placed a cedar post, a large cedar tree trunk found standing dead in the forest. This tree rises up to support the second floor loft. This is my world tree, around which the earth and all life revolves. The essence of the world tree is fire, the same flame embodied by Hestia, which connects the fire of the heavens with the fire deep within the earth. In ancient practice, Hestia was the first deity to be invoked before all other deities in ceremony, and it was she who received the first morsel and the first drop of all offerings. Hestia, first and last, was the invocation, for she was also honored again at the end of the ceremony. And so, let us celebrate Hestia. May her flame burn brightly in your home and in your lives. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.